Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My name is Diana. I live in Camden City. I just recently had an eye operation about 2 months ago. My doctor would like me to come into the office. I am 68 years old. I'm wondering if I should reschedule my appointment. I don't know if the people in the office are safe to be around. Is it okay to go into the doctor's office?
I can tell you from firsthand experience, the vast majority of physicians are limiting patient visits to those who need it most. The reason is quite simple. We don't want to set up an environment where coronavirus can be spread to their patients or staff. One of the few positive developments that have come of the COVID-19 pandemic is the fact that telehealth is easier than ever. Many of the barriers put in place for patient contact and for payment have been eliminated, and many providers are able to see more patients than before. Each patient should talk with their physician about the importance of coming to the office if necessary. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio.